Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Now, Fiacra Garvey's with me this morning. Fiacra, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
I'm awfully well. How are you this morning, fine prize-winning artist? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm very good, thanks, Marty. Your listeners may or may not know we have our West Wicklow Festival Winter Weekend coming up. Well, starting this Thursday, so we're trying to all go here with pianos arriving and stages arriving and lights arriving and artists arriving.
I have to say, that is the quickest I have ever heard anybody plug something in my life.
I'm not messing around. Like, we're here to pitch.
Jeepers, you don't hang about. But anyway, it is. We do know that the West Wicklow Festival returning for your winter weekend. Listen, just check. You're back with the family, are you? You're back in Wicklow, are you?
I'm here with my mummy and my daddy and good my man. Lovely dogs and the sunshine of Wicklow and the hills and the mountains and the lakes and everything else.
And have they got you out working on the farm again?
Well, it's actually a pretty quiet period right now because you're not lambing, you're not calving. So it's kind of a down period in terms of just getting ready for the rough winter ahead.
Right.
But yeah, I was out there the other day helping my dad with a few bits and bobs.
Good for you. But you still love it, you see. That's the thing. Well, rare towards the years.
Oh, I do. I miss it. It's one thing. I mean, living in London, obviously, I don't have that sort of access on a daily front. So when I come home, I do love to just kind of, you know, get stuck in and reconnect with the farm and nature.
Well, that family and the roots and all that crack, which is very important. London's treating you well, by all accounts.
It's going very well in London. You know, it's a fun city. It's a brilliant city artistically. But it's always nice to come back to Ireland. And I was even listening to that very good debate last night on RT about the housing crisis. So, you know, I always keep in touch with current affairs. And
it's important. It's important to have a sense of what the world is doing and what's happening and also what's coming down the road, as you. But anyway, that's not going to affect you on the 14th of November, because that is the Manor House in Wicklow and the beginning of your festival.
Yes, so for anyone listening who's come to the festival previously, we've so far used usually our home venue is Rusborough House, and then we've also used St. Mary's Church in Blessington and the Tramway Theatre. And for this winter weekend, we're just adding another element. So we're going to have it at Tulfaris in the beautifully restored Manor House. And it's going to be a fantastic weekend starting this Thursday. So violinist Patrick Rafter, Irish violinist, and I, we've just recorded our first duo CD together. So we'll be launching that on the Thursday. So basically all the music on Thursday will be from that CD. So playing Ravel, Lecoeur, Isaïe, and Lily Boulanger. And then on the Friday, one particular highlight of that concert with Tamsin Whaley-Cohen, who's an amazing English violinist, and also Irish violinist Carol McGonnell is coming back from New York. And we have a new commission. So a lot of people may or may not know about Ninette de Valois, who is an incredible character. She was actually born in West Wicklow, in Baltyboy's house, but her name was Edra Stannis. And she went to the UK and she just changed her name. She felt okay with this name for whatever reason. She felt that she wasn't going to make it as a ballet dancer. So she just plucked Ninette de Valois out of the air and she founded the Royal Ballet. So she's an incredible character. Now, the dame is genuine. She was bestowed, or whatever the word is, a dameship upon her. But she's an incredible character. And Eimear Noone, who a lot of your listeners will know, who was the incredible first ever Irish person to conduct the Oscars in Hollywood.
That's
she's writing this new commission for us. So it's going to be a really special evening. And we've also managed to invite Ninette's grandniece, who's going to come and speak a little bit about Ninette, because she knew her intimately. And also we've managed to find a wonderful dancer who would have just been around when Ninette was around and would have sort of had an artistic experience with her. So it's going to be a gorgeous evening of presenting that new commission alongside some other trios for clarinet, violin and piano.
That sounds very fun. That's the 15th.
That's on the Friday, the 15th.
And of course, the other one is the Thursday. Let me just play a little bit of yourself and Patrick Rafter and give you a chance to catch your breath. There's a little bit of Massenet, a little bit of Meditation, just to give people a flavour.
Thank you.
just a little taste. Meditation, that's Jules Massenet. I have the great Fiacre Garvey on the vine with me. Are you still there, sir?
I'm still here, Marty.
Good man.
Can't get rid of me that easily.
Gone out to do something. As soon as you're back in the house, they'll be giving you jobs.
Exactly.
By the way, you mentioned a dancer. Will she be dancing?
She won't be dancing.
Okay.
Unfortunately, our commission, the amount of money we had for this commission was nil. And then incredibly, one of our board members, who's a passionate ballet dancer, Charlotte, jumped up to the place and said, I really want this commission to happen. So we didn't have enough to, let's say, add a dancer to the commission.
Okay.
But what our plan is in the future, so Joanna will speak a little bit about her experience with Nanette, and what it was like to dance under Nanette, and obviously Nanette's connection to Diaghilev and Stravinsky. But then hopefully in the future, what I'd love to do is expand the commission and maybe add some dance and maybe even a larger ensemble format to it.
Again, as the fella said, it's like another bit of colour, isn't it? That's really what it is.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. You know, and all of these things, what's lovely about commissions, I think, is if they can have a genesis and hopefully develop. So there's nothing worse, I think, than when you have a commission and maybe it's played once and then forgotten about.
Yes,
so hopefully that won't happen with this commission, we have a plan to grow legs.
Well, good for you. Now, we've handled Thursday and Friday. On the Saturday, are you playing on the Saturday?
I'm not playing on the Saturday. I'm playing on every other day, but
Saturday's
my day off.
I picked the day you weren't playing. Would you have a concert at 12 noon?
Yes, so we've got two concerts on Saturday. At 12 noon, we have our Rising Stars concert with young Korean violinist Shi Sun Min and Latvian pianist Didzin Kalnish. And they will be performing a beautiful program of Stravinsky, Mendelssohn, Ravel, and also the winning work. We ran a composition competition for young emerging composers.
So it's brand new.
Brand new, so we run that twice a year, and the winning work from that will be performed as well on the Saturday morning.
And how did you find these artists? How did you come across them?
So it's a mixture of, I suppose, people that I've met myself at different festivals and performed with, but then also I'm always keeping a very sort of keen eye on rising Irish talent, because obviously the Rising Stars platform in the festival, that's the whole purpose of it. And we program it on the basis of not just, let's say, nationally having to be Irish, but anyone who's based in the country. So Shi Sun and Didzin have just completed their master's and doctoral degrees at the Academy here in Dublin. And they're just two wonderful, I suppose, products of the Irish education system in that sense. And I heard them play a Beethoven sonata a while ago, and I just thought it was fabulous. So I said, look, you guys can be our Rising Stars next year. So I always keep a close eye on particularly young artists in Ireland.
For sure. Well, now, that's at noon.
That's noon, and then
the evening
time,
there's a concert as well, yeah.
Yeah, what's very exciting is, so anyone who follows what used to be the AXA Dublin International Piano Competition, Romain Deschamps was the 2006 winner, and he has never been to Ireland with his piano trio before. So this will be his Trio Talbeg's debut Irish performance. But obviously he has a beautiful connection to Ireland, having been here and won the competition. And I mean, he's one of, obviously, very, very, the competition only happens every 3 years. So it's a really, really prestigious accolade to have. And I just can't wait for him to come back to Ireland with his trio. And they're playing Ravel, which is for me, like the greatest piano trio ever.
Oh, right.
And it's going to be so, so special. So,
and that's on Saturday evening at 8 o'clock in Tullfarris.
That's on Saturday evening, and then the final concert on the Sunday will be myself and the wonderful Irish soprano Anna Devon, who I'm sure you know very well.
Yes, of course.
And I mean, Anna's wonderful. I went to see her last Christmas. She was the lead in Hansel and Gretel, and she was just at Covent Garden, and she was epic. She was just so fantastic. And we've had a few concerts together since. But this is going to be a new program we'll be performing, and we'll be playing Ravel's wonderful Scheherazade, which is one of my favourite song cycles ever. I just think it's stunning.
Are you playing Rhapsody in Blue?
Yes, I'm playing your favourite. I know you like that part.
I love it. Not the little version.
What's cool about it is, so 2024, in January, I played it with the RTE Concert Orchestra, because it was... It's this year is the 100th anniversary of Rhapsody in Blue. So I thought what a lovely way would be is, having played it in January with the orchestra, to play it at the end of the year, also as kind of a final goodbye to the 100th.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
Celebration.
That's a magnificent piece of work.
Yeah, and there's a wonderful arrangement by Gershwin for just the piano with all the orchestra parts in there. So it's even busier than the original.
And come here, when you play that, do you read it, or is it in your head?
No, like always for solo stuff, I'd always aim, unless it's maybe a new, very complex piece of contemporary music that you haven't had a lot of time with, but always, most pianists, we'd aim to have everything memorized.
Yeah. I know, it's just that Rhapsody in Blue is so all over the shop.
It is, but it's just
magnificent.
It's great fun. And what's so interesting is Gershwin has that ability to fuse jazz with classical music, but in such a uniquely brilliant way that is so uniquely him. Like, I think you hear Gershwin, and whether it's, you know, Bringing the Dog for a Walk or Rhapsody in Blue,
you just
know it's Gershwin. It's just immediately his musical language, which I think is such a strength of a composer when you know immediately.
It is truly magnificent. It really is. That's going to be very, very special for sure. We have you here. Now, it's with the RT Concert Orchestra, and it's like 18 minutes, for God's sake, but we'll play a bit of it to finish up. But I just think it's one of the greatest pieces of music. I think you agree. I think it's one of the great, great finds.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the fact that he wrote it in such a short space of time on a train ride, you know, like,
that's
it's
right.
just incredible.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even going to write it. The apparent story is that he said no to the original, and then he found out a rival was going to write it instead. And then he said, oh, no, I'll do it, actually. I'll do it. So I love
that's
that.
Always a great one to spur you on, isn't it?
Exactly.
Someone else is going to do it. I totally agree. Listen, I wish you the best. It's lovely to have you here, not involved in harvesting or shearing or any of that carry on.
No, that's all put aside for this weekend. It's just the music this weekend.
Fergo, you're a great man. Thank you. I'm glad we're able to take the call. It would have been lovely to have you in front of us, but there we are.
Yes, you were going to say it.
I was. You see, I was getting there before you today.
Sorry, Marty.
No, you say it. You say it. Go on.
Hello, everyone. If you want to buy a ticket or check out the rest of the programme, please visit westwicklowfestival.com.
Look at you. So it's the West Wicklow Chamber Music Festival, and it's Thursday the 14th, right through the weekend. It sounds glorious. Have a wonderful time. We are rhapsodying in blue to finish up. Take care. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Marty. Talk soon.
God bless you. Take care. Cheers.